Well, if I had a sense of, I have a sense of what's going on, and I know that. If I had an answer, I'd fixed it 4 weeks ago. You do things in practice to simulate it. I mean, you talk about it. I think it's a point too where you place so much emphasis on it that it almost becomes a kind of a, you're putting a barrier up in front. So there's a fine line to how you handle that. But it's hurt us. I mean, you know, without question, it's hurt us, and it's put us in catch-up mode in the fourth quarter often this year. And you know, we lose a game by three, lose two games by seven, one game by ten, and it's a problem. But if I knew the answer, I'd have done it weeks ago. We'll continue to work hard on it, emphasize it, and go from there.
How do you? I mean, in practice.
Well, you can go into a period and say, okay, it's the end of the, you know, we're coming out of halftime. You know, we got to go out and we got to execute and we got to do this and maybe set it up where you want to go four or five or six perfect plays in a row. You know, just something, you know, you learn that from Coach James, do something to try to place an emphasis on it. And we try to do that. You know, it's just, I've never ever experienced anything like this. Usually you're concerned because you're not any good in the fourth quarter. That's most teams don't. They're not good in the fourth quarter, and that's all they were. They do millions of things, all different types of things. They have horns blow. They have players, you know, do high fives and, you know, bring the group together and let's win the fourth quarter and do everything they can to try to get the fourth quarter. Well, that's not our problem. Our problem is the third quarter. Never been here before, but, you know, not from a coaching standpoint, haven't fixed it, so I really haven't done my job.
Yeah.